Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the health show created to bring you vital information and discussion of all kinds of health problems in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, as we always do for our new listeners, let us clarify what osteopathic medicine means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the United States with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between their structure and their function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or that between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but it will always be founded on our gentle hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as chronic problems like headache, gastrointestinal problems, post-concussive syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many, many other health issues. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for your health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So, in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what's happening, as well as offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. Before we get started on today's topic, let me remind you that you can listen to all of the prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as back pain, nutrition, carpal tunnel, etc., by going to the Goldman Tripp website at www.goldmantripp.net. Click on the radio show panel and then the individual show. You can also get podcasts by going to Robinhood Radio's website, then the on-demand section, then select the Your Health shows. It's quite an amazing convenience. Today, we're continuing with our mini-series on summer health. Last time we tackled tick-borne diseases, and while ticks themselves are very, very small, tick-borne disease is a very, very large topic. So I recommend that you listen to the Summer Health 1 podcast to review that issue. Meanwhile, today we're going to delve into our other common summer health issues, particularly those related to late summer, as now there is already that end-of-summer hint of autumn in the air. Let's start with some basic summer climate issues that apply throughout that summer season: sun, heat, and dehydration. The intensity of the sunlight is at its highest in the summer months as the northern hemisphere is tilted towards the sun. So the risk for overexposure to sunlight and heat is also at its highest. We have to balance the benefits of moderate sun exposure and therefore good vitamin D production in our skin with the risks of overexposure to UV light and therefore predisposing our skin to future development of skin cancers. The degree of natural pigmentation of our skin does play a role in this balancing act. Let's review some of the benefits of time outdoors in natural sunlight. Firstly, for kids, regular exposure to natural sunlight throughout childhood is important for normal growth and development, not just of bones, but also of the eyes and the brain. Kids who are indoors most of the time are much more likely to develop vision issues and require corrective glasses. And of course, this is exacerbated by all the associated screen time. For adults and kids, exposure to natural daylight is an important part of regulating our sleep-wake cycles. And sunlight exposure is required for our bodies to make that essential vitamin D. So let's review the vitamin D issue in a little more detail. Vitamin D was first characterized as a vitamin, but it really acts as a hormone. There are several forms of vitamin D involved in our physiology. An initial form made in the skin and then converted to intermediate forms, which then ultimately become the biologically active form of vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 is a pro-hormone produced in our skin through exposure to ultraviolet B radiation of, wait for it, 7-dihydrol cholesterol, i.e., vitamin D gets made via sunlight exposure. It is initially biologically inert and must be metabolized to 25-hydroxyvitamin D3 in the liver, and then to 1-alpha-25-dihydroxyvitamin D3 in the kidney before it functions as an active hormone. The active hormonal form of vitamin D3, that 1-alpha-25-dihydroxyvitamin D3, acts through a receptor in our cell's nuclei to carry out its many crucial functions, including calcium absorption and phosphate absorption in the intestine, calcium mobilization in bone, and calcium reabsorption in the kidney. Vitamin D3 also has several very important non-calcium-related functions in the body, including maintaining normal immune and cardiovascular health, as well as aiding in the prevention of some cancers. Severe vitamin D deficiency leads to Rickett's disease. Rickett's disease is the softening and weakening of bones leading to skeletal weakness and deformities like bowed legs. Historically, it was generally an issue in children due to a chronic vitamin D deficiency. The sad news is that while Rickett's had been largely eliminated as a pediatric health issue, now that kids are spending so much more time indoors, it is actually beginning to show up again on a global basis. Vitamin D is not generally found in food. It is not found in plants except in a few weird plants like waxy leaf nightshade, which is called Solanum glaucophyllum by the botanists, and is only present in very low amounts in meats and other animal food sources, except in fatty fish liver oils, which have a significant quantity. There is also a small amount in eggs from chickens that are raised and kept outdoors, being able to run around in the sunlight. We really need sunlight or supplements to meet our full need for vitamin D production, which is a need we have throughout our whole life, not just as kids. In order to produce a significant amount of vitamin D, the skin of a Caucasian person needs to have had enough sun exposure to turn pink, not lobster red. People of darker-skinned races actually need more exposure time to produce the same amount of vitamin D because the added melanin in their skin that gives the darker pigmentation reduces the impact of the sunlight on the skin. This is not to say that dark-skinned people can't get sunburned. Because the sun is most intense in summer, it takes the least time to achieve significant vitamin D production in the summer, maybe 15 to 20 minutes. Whereas in the spring or fall, you would need to be out for at least 30 to 60 minutes. And this assumes that when you're out, your arms and legs are all exposed. But always protect your face. There are widely variable recommendations about how often you need this kind of exposure to provide adequate vitamin D without risking UV damage that could ultimately lead to skin cancer. In general, people are either too blithe about sun exposure or overly cautious. There is evidence that northern populations are chronically vitamin D deficient, and that this may be associated with the ubiquity of osteoarthritis and many other chronic diseases. But that's a complex topic for another day. In short, moderate, regular exposure to sunlight in summer helps maintain adequate vitamin D levels, improves our mood, and is important for normal growth and development of kids. But too much sun in summer can lead to dehydration, heat exhaustion, and sunburn leading to skin damage. Stay out of the most intense midday sun. Wear hats and keep your faces protected. Drink plenty of water and pay attention to skin color changes. If your pink skin is turning red and blanches white when you pinch it, you were overexposed. Cover up and/or go inside right away. A bad sunburn requires care and rest to heal. Cold compresses, soothing skin salves that contain aloe, and avoiding further exposure are important. If the skin actually blisters, make sure to be seen by a physician for appropriate care to avoid scarring and infection. And while we're on the topic of sun, since Lyme disease is such a common issue in our area, and since it is most often treated with doxycycline, let me remind us all that if you are taking doxy, you will have dramatically increased photosensitivity. In other words, your skin and eyes will be much more sensitive to the sun than normal and much more prone to burning and damage than usual. So stay covered up when you go out when taking doxycycline or any of the tetracycline class of drugs. Another summer health issue that comes up throughout the season but worsens in the late season is exposure to toxic plants like poison ivy, poison oak, and poison sumac, which are all members of the aptly named genus Toxicodendron. Contact with the leaves, stems, roots, flowers, or fruit of these plants can give you a nasty itching rash. It's caused by a sticky oil produced by the plants called urushiol. The oil is a potent allergy-causing compound that sticks easily to everything, including tools, gloves, clothes, skin, hair, and the fur of your beloved pet. It can even be carried on the smoke of burning brush that contains parts of these plants. The oil tends to concentrate late in the summer season, making any exposure even more likely to lead to the rash. It can take 5 to 7 days for the rash to develop, and it can seem to spread mysteriously. But what's happening is that we have spread the oil around ourselves unknowingly after the initial exposure that then leads to the mysteriously progressive outbreak. Once the rash has appeared, do not scratch it. I know, this is a very cruel joke of nature, but scratching it will make it worse and contribute to spreading the oil remnants around further. Baking soda paste, made by mixing baking soda in water into a thick, goopy paste, can be applied directly to the rash, and it's very soothing, although messy. Avoid exposing the rash to heat, dirt, or sun. Wear loose cotton clothes. If the rash persists or does not heal, or if you develop any swelling, make sure to be seen by a physician as it may require steroids to resolve. To prevent exposure, firstly, know what these plants look like. There are many illustrations available on the web. And keep in mind the old saying, leaves of three, let it be. Wear gloves and long socks when working in brushy areas. If there's any question of exposure, wash the exposed area immediately with strong brown soap like Fels naphtha and hot water. Not near your eyes, though. Also, remember to wash clothes and even shoelaces in very hot water, all of which may be contaminated with the oil of these plants. There are a few lucky folks who do not react to urushiol, but they are a very few indeed. There's another unrelated plant that can cause a similar allergic rash after contact called trumpet vine or trumpet creeper. The botanical name for that is Campsis radicans. It is a vigorous, upward-climbing native vine with large, showy, trumpet-shaped orange to red or occasionally yellow flowers. As I said, it's native in the Northeast U.S., but it's also cultivated in gardens and has a local name of cow itch because of its propensity to cause an allergic rash. Again, contact with the leaves, flowers, fruit, stem, or roots can cause quite a severe reaction in susceptible people, so be cautious with it. Treat it similarly to poison ivy, and again, be seen by a physician if the rash is severe, weeping, or persistent. And remember, your grandmother was absolutely right. Do not scratch it. The last subject for today is that summertime syndrome of the weekend or seasonal warrior. In other words, all of us who are relatively sedentary, or at least less active, during the week or for much of the year, and then burst outdoors on weekends and during the summer vacation, playing hard at hiking, gardening, rock climbing, wall building, home repair, tennis, golf, yoga, Pilates, biking, swimming, rowing, riding, whew, or any of the sports and activities we love. While our enthusiasm is laudable, our preparation and recovery routines may not be quite so supportive to that long-suffering anatomy that is diligently carrying us through all these activities and doing its best to keep up with our brain's ideas of what we should be able to achieve. This weekend warrior approach, of course, can lead to stress injuries that are entirely avoidable and do need tending if they occur, in order to prevent the development of related chronic issues that can keep us away from those favorite activities for extended periods of enforced recovery and rehab. Strains, sprains, and recurring pains can be the result of these behaviors. How can they be prevented? A small thing, but critical. Firstly, always stretch thoroughly before and after any sports, physical training, or infrequently undertaken physical tasks. The stretch afterwards is even more important than beforehand, as it helps prevent the tissues from tightening up in reaction to the exertion and thereby developing strains and restrictions. Stay well hydrated at all times. Do your best to train gradually and regularly towards your peak goals, and get some instruction in how best to do that from professional or experienced trainers. If you do overdo it, rest for a few days afterwards, continue gentle activities to stay mobile, and don't just keep pushing through pain. Pain is a signal from your body that something is wrong and needs attention. Your body will reward you if you tend to pain by recovering to serve you well again. Any severe or persistent pain needs to be evaluated by a physician. The sooner, the better. The better you tend to your body, the better it will serve you in all your summer activities, be they warrior-like or not. Which brings me back to osteopathy and to the close of today's show here with a reminder that a good osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine can be especially helpful for summer health issues of all kinds. Improving our resilience and physiological function by working gently with our hands with the involved muscles, bones, organs, nerves, vasculature, fascias, capsules, and associated tissues to release restrictions in the physical tissues of the immune and musculoskeletal systems, as well as the diaphragm, and improve blood and lymphatic flow, as well as to help balance that autonomic nervous system function based on precise knowledge of anatomical detail, and to help clinically with nutritional issues and support for whatever treatments you may be going through. Well, now it's time for me to wrap up the show again. Do remember that you can revisit all of our shows with the podcasts available at www.goldmantripp.net, as well as at Robinhood Radio's website. Thank you so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Also, remember, you can email comments, questions, and suggestions to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. And if you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut. Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990. Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m. with evening hours, Wednesdays and Fridays, or on that website at www.goldmantripp.net. Meanwhile, I'll be looking forward to being with you next time. You take care of yourself, enjoy the rest of the summer and your health, and thank you for listening.